Today I'm proclaiming the Word of God from the Gospel, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we meditate on your Word, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we may be drawn to Christ as he is lifted up. Amen. In the second verse of the hymn, Rock of Ages, we hear these words. Not the labours of my hands can fulfil the law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Good Friday is the day on which we celebrate the work that Jesus has done for us, the work that Jesus has completed for us, the work that Jesus has finished for us. We take our eyes off ourselves, off our empty attempts to cover our shame, off our shameful attempts to shift our guilt, off our guilty attempts to compare our lives with the sinful life of others. Instead, we lift our eyes to the cross, where we see Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. As Jesus is lifted on the cross, we are drawn to him in faith. We are drawn to one another in love, and we receive the gift of eternal life. Today I proclaim the good news that Jesus has finished what he took on human flesh to accomplish, that he has finished his work for you, so that you may rest in him, so that even in death you may rest in him and be called from death into life with him. Listen again to these climactic words from today's gospel reading. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We hear in these words the repeated use of the word finished and the picture of completion. All was now finished, the text says, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, the text says. And those words of our Lord, his last words, it is finished. To understand what is finished, what has been completed by Jesus on the cross, it's necessary for us to go back to the beginning of John's Gospel, to words that we heard at the beginning of Lent. So listen to the Gospel of the Lord as it is written in John chapter 3. Jesus said, and just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. These words in John chapter 3 are part of a discussion that our Lord Jesus is having with the Pharisee Nicodemus. The same Nicodemus who will, along with Joseph of Arimathea, reverently prepare Jesus' body for burial. Jesus proclaims that he has come to be lifted up, and that in being lifted up, he would become the path of salvation to those who believe in him. God's word proclaims that Jesus, being lifted up, will reveal the love that God has for the world. It will reveal that God does not desire the condemnation of the world, but the salvation of the world through his Son. Now let's pause here. Because we are human beings, sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, we naturally run from God and hide from God. We naturally try unsuccessfully to cover our own shame and to shift our guilt. If we think of approaching God in our need, then we naturally think about what we have to do in order to appease God. We think about what we must accomplish, what we must fulfill, what we must finish if God is to accept us and show us goodness. But already the gospel makes it clear that God does not keep his distance from us, that he does not fear being contaminated by us, that he does not fear bearing our guilt or incurring our debt. The Son of Man came not to condemn, but to save. His being lifted up is the means of our salvation. But what does it mean for the Lord to be lifted up? When we read further on in John's Gospel, we hear these words that Jesus speaks as he is about to enter into his suffering and death. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world is driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Jesus being lifted up is his way of talking about his kind of death, being lifted up on a cross, being exposed in weakness, in nakedness, in shame, in humiliation and suffering. It is Jesus being lifted up on the cross that is the judgment of this world, that drives out the ruler of this world, that draws all people to himself. Again, let's pause here. It's in Jesus being lifted up in his suffering and death on the cross that the world is judged. We might think that human sin is of no great significance in the vastness of the created order. But Jesus being lifted up on the cross reveals to us the deep and devastating reality of sin. Jesus' death on the cross, this is what it took God to finish the work of undoing the power and the curse of sin. It's in Jesus being lifted up, in his suffering and death on the cross, that the ruler of this world is driven out. The devil loses any claim on the soul of human beings. The devil may accuse us and attack us in conscience, suggesting with subtlety and insinuation that we are unworthy of God. But his accusations have no force. He is driven out of the divine court because there is one who stands up for us. Jesus Christ, the one who was lifted on the cross, He speaks not for our condemnation, but for our salvation. The ruler of this world is driven out. It is in being lifted up, in his suffering and death, that Jesus Christ draws us to himself. It's in being lifted up that we see that God is love, that our Lord Jesus is willing to be with us in our sorrow, in our loneliness, in our humiliations, in our guilt, our shame, and our despair. We don't need to hide from God, but by grace we are free to come into his light, knowing that he covers our shame, that he pays our debt, that he forgives our guilt, that he is love. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them to the completion. He loved them to the finish. Let's listen again to those words, those climactic words from today's gospel. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus has completed his work for you. He has finished what he came to do. So I say with John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. See in him the promise of sins forgiven and the hope of eternal life. He is the one who has been lifted up for you. He lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit to bring you life and salvation. In J.S. Bach's setting of St. John's Passion, there is an aria that serves as a reflection on the words that we've been meditating on today. Listen to these words that are a part of our heritage as God's people in the Lutheran tradition, and let them serve you in your devotion. My beloved Saviour, let me ask you, since you have now been nailed to the cross, and you yourself have said, it is finished, have I been set free from death? Through your pain and death, can I inherit the kingdom of heaven? Is this the redemption of the whole world? You can indeed not speak for anguish, but you bow your head and silently say, yes. Jesus, you are dead and now live forever. In my final agony of death, may I turn nowhere else but to you who have redeemed me. Oh, my dear Lord, give me only what you have won. For more, I could not wish. May we turn to no one else but to our dear Lord. He alone can save. He was lifted up to draw us to himself. He has finished his work for us, so that we may have communion with him, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, and with the one God, with angels and archangels, and the whole company of heaven, now and forever. Amen.